I'm Chelsea. What are the benefits of being a college student who doesn't drink or do drugs?
This is Michaela. I think that a lot of people that do drink and or do drugs, they tend to not be able to remember those like experiences that they've had. So as someone that like doesn't drink, it's very nice when I'm hanging out with my friends, I know that I'll be able to remember like everything that's happening tomorrow. And so then it's just nice because that's how you're building like your relationship with people, is that you have shared memories. And so in order to like have those shared memories, you have to like remember exactly like the nuances of the different conversations that you have with people.
It's Jake. I would say one of the huge benefits for me is I have some friends that will partake and they'll go out, and then the next day they'll wake up and they'll be super hungover and they'll be trying to study or go to the library or get work done. And it's just impossible. But for me, I'll go out, have fun, and then wake up the next morning feeling great and able to be very productive still.
This is Tyler. What are the challenges to being a college student who doesn't drink or do drugs? Yes, Miranda.
I think there's kind of a stigma around people who don't drink or do drugs, saying that we don't like to have fun at all. They think that we're in our dorms all the time. We don't go out. And personally, I don't drink or do drugs, but I still like to go out and have fun. I've walked downtown before. I've gone to parties. I just don't choose to partake in that stuff. I just think that people think that we're boring, and that's the quite the opposite.
This is Michaela. I just wanted to play off what Miranda was saying too, is that especially through like the University of Georgia, they have so many different activities that you can do that don't involve drinking. Like they've got so many different like intramural sports. Sometimes I'll just go look on the master calendar and they've got like all these different events you can go to. University Union puts on a lot of stuff. So it's not even that hard to like find a place where there's not drinking, because there's so many different activities we can do that don't involve like drinking. You're not really boring because there's lots of things to do.
I can totally agree with that. I think it's all about what you make it. Since I've stopped drinking and doing drugs, like I've actually been able to enjoy life and college for the first time. So it's, you know, if I want to keep the perspective of, oh, I'm boring, or, oh, I can't do this or that, then, you know, that's just, it's kind of just ridiculous, because it is all about what you make it and who you surround yourself with.
I'm definitely guilty of having that mindset that Miranda was talking about. I thought if I were to stop drinking and doing drugs, the fun would be over. The truth was, I wasn't having much fun for the past couple of years doing what I was doing.
Can you describe a situation in which it became an obstacle or you became uncomfortable?
Last year, I had a friend. So it was a Saturday night, and like I hadn't hung out with people or whatever up until like maybe one or two, and then I'd gone to bed. But a lot of people were still out drinking and doing whatever. And I just get this like super loud knock, bang on my door. My friend screaming in the door, like one of my friends is pretty drunk and almost passed out at Pita Pit. And the manager of Pita Pit had actually taken my friend's phone, and because he had been texting someone or whatever, and like texted that person, like, I just called the police. You should pick up your friend before the police come. And my friends had knocked on my door because they knew that I was the only one who had not drank. And I quickly got in my car and we went to go help him. What advice would you give a young person who feels peer pressured to drink or use drugs in school?
I mean, if it's definitely not something that you want to do or it's not something that you're into, it's easy to say, oh, just don't do it. But don't, you know, like just hold your own as a person and you won't regret that later.
What misperceptions do people have about partying at the University of Georgia?
I don't know. I think I probably have some of the misperceptions of it. The other week I saw a study that showed that less than 30% of students have binge drinked in the past month. So either I have a misperception or the study people have a misperception. So I'm not sure. I mean, well, my perception is that it's very common, at least some drinking once a week.
I think that UGA is definitely growing out of its party school reputation, because one thing that surprised me, like whenever I when I meet new people, I'm like, and they might be from out of state or from different countries. And I always ask them, well, why do you choose Georgia? And they'll tell me about like, oh, the accounting program is great. This program's great. And no one's ever told me, oh, because it's a great party school. So I think we're like slowly getting out of the party school reputation, because people are coming here for academics and or like sports or things like that. And another thing I just want to say, I think like if you want to look for the party scene, you're going to find it. There is a party scene. I think it'd be dumb for us to say, like, there's not a party scene at UGA. There is. But if you don't go looking for it, you don't have to be involved with it. We have 700 organizations on campus, and each of them are Like, I mean, if you can't find one of 700, there's just so many different opportunities.